Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, and your hand on us. And we thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're calling these little lessons food for thought. Today we're going to talk about 1 John chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 16. The King James reads, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him." You know, E.W. Kenyon wrote something very powerful about that in the book, The New Kind of Love. He said, "I wish we knew what that meant in reality, in daily life, to have faith in love, greater faith than we have in any other law of life, for us to consciously know that we are living in the love realm, that we are acting as citizens who should act, who live in that realm, that we are taking our place as sons of love in the realm of love. I'm convinced that we would have to learn the love language, the love etiquette, and the laws that govern that wonder kingdom." Wow. I love the way he writes, "Believing in love. We have come to believe, to know and believe in that love. It's important for you to know that God loves you. It's important that you know that you can believe that he loves you and that you believe in the love of God." The Passion Translation says, "We have come into an intimate experience with God's love, and we trust in the love he has for us." Or we could say, "in us." That word "to us" can be translated "for" or in the original language. God is love, or the footnotes in the Passion say God continually exists being love. Those who are living in love are living in God, and God lives through them. Wow. We believe in that love, we know he loves us, and there's nothing you can do to stop him from loving you. Praise God. If you're having challenges in your faith, I heard someone say recently, look to God's love, the love that never fails, because faith works by love. So when I look to love and say, God, you know, I'm struggling in an area in my faith, but I look to say and really realize and meditate and think about the focus on the fact that he loves me unconditionally, that praise God, he cares for me. He cares for you. And when that struggle is happening in your mind, realize, hey, faith is working because I'm looking to love. Hallelujah. I'm looking to that love. You may say, well, how do you stay in love? Well, the word says in Jude chapter 20, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost," and first part of verse 21 says, "keep yourself in the love of God." You want to keep walking in love and grow up in that mature love that John talks about, pray in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. Stay in that realm of just focusing on God in the midst of challenges that are trying to keep you from focusing on God. I know there's so much self-condemnation. There's so much sin-conscious preaching. But, you know, God doesn't want you to condemn yourself. He's not condemning you. He loves you. There's therefore now no condemnation, the Bible says in Romans 8:1. Therefore, now no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus. We're to focus on being righteousness conscious, conscious of not sin, but righteousness, conscious of love and not hate, not pride, but love. Whenever we feel like we can do something on our own without depending on God, that's pride. And it's really based in fear that God can't do it, or God hasn't already done it, because he's already done in Christ what's necessary for us. All things have been provided for us in Christ Jesus. I want to read on a little further in verse 17 and 18 from the Passion. By living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us, so that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment, because all that Jesus is now, so are we in this world. Love never brings fear, for fear is always related to punishment. You know, the King James says, perfect love or mature love casts out fear because fear has torment. We don't have to be afraid of our future when we ask Jesus and make Jesus the Lord of our life. And we don't have to be afraid of our future when we are focused and know and believe that the love that God has to us is in us. And it's a perfect love. It casts out that fear. It casts out that worry. It casts out that doubt when we focus on love. I believe, and just in talking to people recently, and I believe there are people who are listening to this podcast now who have dealt with so much worry and so much fear. God loves you. God loves you. He cares for you. And I want to pray for you right now. Father, help this believer understand, know, and believe in the love that you have for us. You are love, and you are in us. Therefore, we have that perfect kind of love dwelling in us. Thank you, Father, that we can show that love. Thank you, Father, that we can trust in you and realize that fear has to be cast out of doors, that torment that's there. I pray for that person right now who's tormented in their mind, who's worrying, whether it's a sickness, a disease, a loved one, whatever the case. Father, you are involved in this situation as long as we allow you to. And we give these situations to you, Father. We give them to you knowing that your love never fails. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.